Hey everyone, happy Thanksgiving. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and we have an opportunity to talk with an organizer of a big community event that's going on this Thanksgiving. Yeah, tomorrow. It is the 32nd Annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Anne's Parish Center. A free Thanksgiving meal with all the fixings. You're going to want to check it out. I have more information here as I talk with one of the organizers of this event, and we have him in studio now. We're talking with Paul Hunke. He's an organizer, a volunteer with the 32nd Annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner. Paul, thanks for taking the time to join us, and if you can, talk about this Thanksgiving dinner. What is the community Thanksgiving dinner? How did it start, and what's it all about?
Yes, well, the community Thanksgiving dinner has been around for about as long as I've been alive. I believe it started out through the Chamber of Commerce, and it's been passed down several hands, and in end of 2010, beginning of 11, I took it over. Went through a tornado, switched a few different locations, but it is what the title says. It is the Community Thanksgiving Dinner. It is funded by local businesses and other organizations such as the Rotary, the Lions, the VFW, the Elks, and they all come together, and on Thanksgiving Day, we provide a traditional Thanksgiving meal. That we deliver meals to roughly 200 to 300 people, and we serve about the same in-house at the St. Anne's Parish Center.
I mean, that's awesome, the amount of food you guys are able to give out to people in the community. You mentioned being at St. Anne's. Where has it been in the past? And just, you know, you've mentioned the amount of people you fed, but how much has this event grown over the years?
Yes, you know, It has its ups and downs for how many people we serve. Like I said, since 2010, we've seen numbers anywhere from 350 all the way up to 750. So it is kind of goes up and down depending on if someone's traveling or staying home for the holidays. I mean, we see all walks of life come through the door, and also for charity-wise. Someone will come through the door and donate 2 pennies for a meal, and someone will come in, have a meal, work for 2 hours, and donate $100. It's just it's a great thing. The community comes out. I can't tell you how many volunteers come. I mean, we've got Boy Scouts, we've got Lions, we've got Rotary. Different churches come together on this. I mean, it's amazing how many people come out and support this, the community Thanksgiving dinner.
And that Thanksgiving dinner has smoked turkey by the Barbecue Smokehouse, turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, cranberries, vegetables, dinner roll, pumpkin barley. It's a whole Thanksgiving setup here, Paul. And how do you guys get the resources to get this meal together? Is the food donated? Do you guys buy it? What is that like preparing this meal?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I've been working with Tyler Ehrmantraut over at the Barbecue Smokehouse for years with other Lions events that I help out with as well. I mean, that's a huge aspect of it. And we do get donations through food or discounted or gift cards through like Mason Brothers and Super One with local businesses here, and it's huge. It's a lot to put together, but when we get as many volunteers as we do, it runs pretty smooth.
And you know, the really cool part about this is that it's a free meal to the community. You guys have the free will donations of non-perishable food items or cash that goes to the food shelf. But how important is that to have a free meal and kind of let people give to their heart's content?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we're making deliveries out sometimes around the Verndale, Sabika, Bertha Hewitt area to a grandmother that's in her 90s that doesn't have the resources or can't visit family due to weather or financial needs. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, we bring a lot out to the old folks home. I mean, the smile that you put on some of these people's faces that are in need is overwhelming. Then also you have people that come out from that own local businesses downtown, and they don't have family coming in, and they just want to come out, help, have a meal, and make a charitable donation.
And, you know, especially for this time of year, for the Thanksgiving season, and then, of course, Christmas coming up as well, but that time of year where food is so important and getting food on the table for these people, whether it's a free Thanksgiving meal or making sure that the food shelf has food or has money to go get that food for people as they get ready for the Christmas season as well. Just how much of an asset is this dinner, and how much does it raise awareness for the need of the food shelf in Wadena?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, I've had people handwrite me letters over the years thanking them. Not only was this a meal for Thanksgiving, but some of these people, that to-go box will feed them for 2 to 3 days. It's no one's ever volunteered down at the food shelf or came out to one of these events. I would highly recommend it just to see. I mean, it's an eye-opener, and it's a good time, too. Get involved with the community and possibly meet some new friends as well.
And, you know, with that, you talk about the deliveries and the spreading awareness, but how much food do you guys typically get in a season to the food shelf, or how much money, I guess? What are you guys looking for in terms of that donations this year from the community? What's kind of the expectation you have?
Yeah, you know, we don't really set an expectation, but over the years, I've seen anywhere from $500 to $2,500 come in for donations. We've seen everything from 40 pounds all the way up to, if the weather's right and there's a lot of people coming out, I mean, I've hauled 2 pallet loads of non-perishables to the food shelf, which ranges right around probably that 750 to 800 pounds.
Wow. I mean, it's awesome. The amount of community support that comes through in an event like this and brings the community together. Like you said, it's churches, it's organizations, it's businesses, it's just people in the community coming together. And to you, what does that say about the community of Wadena and the surrounding areas, that everybody can come together like this and help out those in need and just be together as a community?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see the community come together, this is the event. It's everything. And we always joke that the Rotarians can work right alongside the Lions. It's the whole community. It is amazing. And it doesn't matter what you do for a living, what your background is, what your age is. I mean, we have 90-year-old volunteers and we have 5-year-old volunteers. I mean, if you've never witnessed it and you've never participated, I would highly recommend it.
And people can check that out on Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the 32nd Annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner at St. Anne's Parish Center. We're talking with one of the organizers, Paul Hunke. And Paul, last question for you here. Is there anything about the Community Thanksgiving Dinner, about the event, its history, what you guys are looking to do, anything that I didn't mention that you want to let everyone know about?
I mean, we've covered it, but I mean, the biggest thing is that if you've never seen something like this, you should come out. Even if it's only half hour of your day, we start setting up at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then at 10 o'clock, we put together all of our to-go meals. And then from 11 to 1, we serve all in-house meals. And then 1 o'clock we clean up, and then everyone can go back to their families. And like I said, if you haven't been there, I would highly recommend it. We do have a lot of volunteers, but I will always find a job for someone to do.
All right. Just show up and look for a job, and Paul will put you to work helping out for a great community cause. Paul, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about this awesome event that you guys have going on. Wish you a great Thanksgiving, and hope the event's a great success.
Yes, thank you, CJ.
awesome, awesome, awesome. I could go on and gush about how great this community event is for Wadena and the surrounding towns, but you just heard Paul talk about it, and I couldn't set it any better than he has through the last 10 minutes that we've talked. So if you want to hear this whole interview in its entirety, go to our website, wadenaradio.com. You can listen to that. Otherwise, have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm CJ Baumgartner.